Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Boston Mayor Marty Walsh easily won a second term in yesterday's election. He captured 65% of the vote, winning 18 of the city's 20 wards. His opponent, City Councilor Tito Jackson, got 35% of the vote and won only in Roxbury and Jamaica Plain. For a look at this morning and for the future of politics in Boston, we're joined now by longtime political analyst, political observer, former Boston City Councilor Larry DeCara. Good morning, Larry. Thanks for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Good morning, Bob.
So what do you make of this? Why was it so hard for Tito Jackson to cut through?
For a whole bunch of reasons. Number one, the incumbent mayor has extraordinary power, and that's why no incumbent mayor of Boston has lost an election in almost 70 years. Number two, the city is in good shape. Taxes are, relatively speaking, low. Crime is the lowest of any major city in the country. People are working. People feel the city government, with the possible exception of schools, is responsive to them. Marty raised a lot of money. Tito could not raise money. There's a whole bunch of reasons why Tito never really got off the ground.
I'm wondering if you think that, considering Mayor Walsh's predecessor, Tom Menino, was mayor for such a long time in the city of Boston, and now Marty Walsh has won his second term, do you think that this is Marty Walsh's job for as long as he wants it? Is Marty Walsh mayor for life if he wants it that way?
It could be. We really have had a series of mayors who have served in office for a long time. Only Kevin White in 1975 had a serious challenge, and that was at the time when the city was at its actually lowest point, and he still won. So I think it's likely Marty could be there for a long time. That choice is his.
If you were someone thinking about running against Marty Walsh in a coming election, what would you advise them?
I'd advise them to start early and to raise a lot of money. And Tito started a little bit in the late side and never seemed to be able to put the dollars together. It's difficult to raise money when you're running against incumbent. I know. I tried in 1983.
Well, based on that, let me ask you one last question, if I might. In theory, the next mayoral election starts today. What do you make of the city's future politically now?
I think anyone can be elected mayor of Boston in the future, just as we have a city council, which is now really quite representative of the city as a whole. I think the next mayoral election, when there's an opening, whenever that could be, is wide open and anybody can be elected. Most of those old barriers that kept some of us in our places years ago have been toppled, and that's a great thing.
Boston is majority-minority now, Larry. I'm wondering if you see a person of color as Boston's leader anytime in the near future.
Absolutely, certainly in my lifetime. Just a question of when. What the interesting aspect of this election was is that Tito did well in neighborhoods like Jamaica Plain, where I live. Jamaica Plain is a majority white community, and Tito was able to prevail because he was able to tackle some of the issues of interest to people in JP. So I think anybody could be elected mayor in the future, but I expect it will require a vacancy.
Former Boston City Councilor, political analyst Larry DeCara, thanks very much for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Always a pleasure, Bob.